I need to start with something.
Okay.
If you're watching on YouTube through video, you can see our little backdrop here, Thick and Thin. And
Christmas edition.
It's a Christmas edition. And Brent did a wonderful job creating this. But at the same time, I was kind of worried that it looks like we were about to go rob a bank.
It's one thing we have not done together.
We've not done that together. But I have a beanie on my head, and when you just put it in black and white, I'm not going to lie, it looks a little gangster.
Yeah, mine still looks like a church kid.
But I mean, that's pretty accurate, though. That is so accurate.
You can see our light job that we threw together. Steven's side over there just looks... Yeah, it's something else.
Yeah, but I didn't do that. Brent actually hung the lights.
Maybe.
It's a start.
Maybe.
We have our own stockings. We have our own Christmas tree.
We have two dogs that do not symbolize us, but they're my dogs.
I mean, Dot, let's be honest. They're cute.
Dot and Coleslaw, which the name is just solid. Coleslaw.
We have a little head scratcher here.
Right.
And if you can't see this, it's one of those things that you put on the top of your head.
Top of your head.
It has many little legs.
Should I demonstrate?
Yes.
Okay.
You shall.
How's my hair look?
So pretend you can see this if you can.
We just came from church, so it might actually look decent.
He's having a hard
It's getting
time.
Started. It's hard.
Yeah.
What is there?
It's the right angle. There you
go.
Oh, yeah. That's good stuff. I don't want that back. we have some Christmas cookies here for
they go?
Probably me, because let's be honest, I'm the one that snacks all the time.
It's true. Which
constantly.
Is, which, you know, by the looks of things, you would think opposite. But, yeah, he's the snacker. He's the candy guy.
Hence, and, Sour Patch Kids in the middle of our table here. Which, you know, it's just what it is. Mm-hmm. And also because it's 2020 and we're in the middle of a pandemic.
That's right.
We have a little... I just sprayed the Sour Patch Kids. We have a little hand sanitizer right there on the table. And now the Sour Patch Kids are
complete
sanitized.
Transparency. That was the first time I've used hand sanitizer in about 2 weeks. At least.
Know, this is a safe place.
This is a safe place. This
very honest.
That what I just said doesn't leave here. Doesn't leave this room. So don't.
Exactly.
Don't
so
tell anyone.
Mom and Brent's mom and my Nana, the only ones who'll listen.
Don't right.
Repeat that.
Hi, Nana.
Okay, Christmas episode.
Well, I wanted to also say.
Oh.
I've got this cool mug that my daughter, she's 3 now. She was 1 when she bought it. And you probably are thinking, 1-year-old, how do they buy things from Amazon? But she did it. Okay. She's very smart. And it says, Dad, you've always been like a father to me.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, I've always enjoyed that. And it's something I've lived by.
That's a very profound statement by a 3-year-old. She bought it when she was 1.
She bought it when she was 1. And that was custom. She actually made that up herself.
Well beyond her years.
It's true.
I guess I can do a shout out with my coffee mug.
Sure.
I have some hot tea in here. And this is the Tabernacle of Praise coffee mugs. And it has our, what is that? The website? That's
what
it is.
It's a link.
It's a link.
A website link.
www.iamtop.org.
Right.
Go check it out if you don't have a home church. Plug.
Top is the best.
All right. Christmas edition podcast. This is right. The first one.
Yeah. And kind of the thought was, and our thing just.
Oh my gosh. Just, our screen just went.
Wow.
Black.
Okay.
Tech guy.
Soxy McGee.
Soxy McGee.
Soxy McGee. And he does not have that camera angle. And he may not even exist.
But every now and then you might hear his voice.
Right. Sounds like an angel.
And it's not the voice of the Lord. Promise
it's not.
You that.
It's not.
Mm-hmm.
But we wanted to do some things that were like traditions to Christmas and just our own little twist, you know? And so the first one we wanted to do was a gift exchange.
That's
we wanted
probably
to do a gift exchange.
It's not about the gifts, but man, we sure love it.
Yeah, you know, that Santa
okay.
guy. He's something silly.
First off, before we do that, everybody, if you can see, take a look at Brent's shirt. It's...
I'm not a cat guy, but I couldn't resist.
It's very strange.
I enjoyed that these cats were trying to eat snowflakes. Something that you just don't see very often.
It's really
something. The last time I saw two cats sitting outside eating snowflakes from this guy. I just said, when you know it? What? I said, we should make a shirt. And then I saw it. And I was like, man, somebody done took my idea.
They always
just
do.
Just like that.
They always do.
But why don't we start the gift exchange? Because we got each other some gifts. This was the original thought. We said, you know what? We said, let's do some customized gifts for each other. And it could have gone off the rails pretty quickly that way. But
and it might already, still.
It might still. But we only had about a week before our first show aired.
Yeah.
Or was recorded, and we didn't have time to personalize anything. So these are, I mean, I don't know what you did, but you know, my deal was kind of go on Amazon, go to the strangest stuff I could find.
I literally went to Amazon and typed in random Christmas gifts.
Right, which is a good, but I, you know, you'll see that I did think about you, and I thought about kind of, you know, I thought about where you are in your life. I can't even say it straight face. Steven just bought a house. We're in his new house. We're in his garage. And you could say that, you know, these things could also be a housewarming gift, which I never got you.
Oh, that's true.
You know, and I do apologize for that.
I'm sure.
Not sincerely, but I do apologize. Uh-huh. So I'll go ahead. You want me to start?
Okay, you go first.
Okay, I'm going to get it real quick here.
Very excited about this.
Oh, I could have turned around to the left.
Yeah, these things swivel. Oh, it's huge.
It is huge. And it says, as you can read, it says, I don't know if that side has it.
It says, wreck the halls.
Wreck the halls.
And it's a huge dinosaur.
It's a dinosaur.
And this is quite the bag. So let me get here where we can see.
I really thought about you when I did this, you know? So the first one is
okay.
You show the camera. It's
okay.
Okay.
So the first one is
just a black pillow.
It's a black pillow, but I feel like it might do something if I swipe up.
It might. I don't know which way. I thought it would go good in your living room.
It doesn't swipe very well. Hold on, I can't see it yet.
I feel like it really symbolizes who you are. It's heartfelt.
I still can't tell what it is.
It's hard. You have it upside down.
It's upside down?
It is upside down.
Should I look at it?
Well, yeah. Definitely okay, should look at it.
Let me finish. Let me get it all the way.
Okay.
Still don't know what it is.
It's so nice.
Okay, you guys get to see it before me.
It's a symbol of love from me to you. It's
is
Kevin.
It the guy from the
it's
office?
It's Kevin from the office eating broccoli.
That's so random.
And I thought, when I saw it, I said, you know what? His living room is not complete without that.
We're keeping that there forever. Is there something else?
There is. I went all out.
This is.
And I'm not sure that, look, the grammar on that bag.
It says, let's funny. Come here for burrito. I don't know what that even means either. Where'd you find this bag?
Also Amazon.
Brent. I kid you not, I almost got this for you.
Yes, I figured you did. That's really a pretty popular item, actually.
It's very popular.
But I got it in a size that you could almost not use.
It's a tortilla.
It's just barely big enough to cover up your thighs
that is,
and midsection.
That is really something special right there. Okay.
Yeah, thank
well,
you.
Well, I didn't you. Get you two gifts. I only got you one.
I have faith it'll be good.
And it's much smaller.
Okay, the pressure. The pressure. What is this? It is an electronic yodeling pickle.
That we
okay.
We have. It says batteries included, so it should be ready to go. So we have to open it.
Okay.
Now.
All right. So let's see this.
But
thing.
First, you gotta let me read the description. Or no, you read.
Okay,
it.
Okay, I'll read it. Okay.
It's,
all right.
Oh, I bet you it was. I don't have my phone. Darn. It was a whole description.
Let's look it up.
On the, it's on Amazon.
Okay, we're going to look it up on Amazon. Here, I'll tell you what.
I'll look it up. You open this. Yeah. You open
okay.
this thing.
Okay. That could have used scissors, but that's okay.
Let's see. How do you make it work?
Okay.
Oh, first, let's act like we're trying to sell it. This is the description on Amazon for this thing. Are you sick and tired of trying to convince a jar of pickles to yodel?
Yes,
using
I am.
Melodious mind bullets and sheer force of will? So were we. At last, the electronic yodeling pickle that you have always hoped for. Each 5 1/4-inch long plastic pickle yodels its heart out at the push of a button, batteries included. So here's the big thing. Here's the test. The moment.
I was expecting like a 5-second little thing. That was a whole song.
No, that's all you needed.
I will cherish this. I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
Give it to one of your children. No, actually, keep it in your vehicle at all times.
That might stay up on this table for the rest of eternity.
That's just...
I don't know what to peculiar. Do with it.
That's a peculiar pickle, I'll tell you that.
Thing right there.
Okay. Okay, so let's make a vow right now. Every time there's an awkward silence on our podcast, we have to play the yodeling to break the silence.
Okay, deal.
It's a pack. Soxy McGee, it's you got that over there?
Our first pack. And we have a second one coming up pretty soon here.
Okay.
You know what? We wrote a song, though, and we've got to go over that.
Because I forgot all about it. I have it. We're just going to wing it. Do you have the
lyrics?
We're
going to wing it.
1 eternity later.
One thing you may or may not know about me and Brent is that we love to write music. And
that is correct.
Songs. And everybody loves a good Christmas song. So we're like, why can't we write our own? So we did. And it actually turned out good. So see what you guys think about it.
Yeah.
This is going to be it.
Yeah. You got that? Yeah. Here we go.
Weatherman says it's gonna be cold. Snow's coming down in Colorado. Christmas Eve will come to an end. Santa flies in on a winter's wind. His sleigh lands lightly on the roof above. His bag's full of gifts and so much love. He flies away to whence he came, leaving only the crumbs of the cookies he ate as the sun begins to rise. I open up my eyes. I run down the stairs. But to my surprise,
reindeer scat. Yeah, there was, if you didn't catch that, there was reindeer scat on the ground.
And let me just...
Because it's a serious thing.
Let me just follow up. Normally, I will come up with a good idea. Let's just be honest. I come up with good ones.
You come up...
And yeah. Brent always finds a way to take it to another level. And he won't stop about it until I agree to just do it.
Well, this is the thing. And you know, you say it's a joke. But you think about this, okay? This little guy, he walks down the stairs, Stephen. And his heart is set on Christmas. And it's a serious thing. You could almost say it in itself is a pandemic, that these reindeer, they've been scatting. Is that a word? They've been scatting everywhere, Stephen. So it really, it's a part of Christmas.
So
and
I'm
it's
just
something we don't talk about ever.
So, you know.
You're welcome, world.
Yes.
I'm going to sit this down while you take it. Okay?
So sometimes there's just some battles that I just have to give up and just let him have because he will not get off of it.
That's right.
And so that was one of those. I was thinking like write a serious Christmas song.
That's right.
Hence the very beginning was actually pretty good. And then Brent just gets tickled over there on the guitar. And he's just like, what about reindeer scat?
Reindeer I'm scat. Like, it's a great.
I'm like, what does that even mean?
It is the only song about reindeer scat. At Christmas time, you don't hear other songs about that. So that's, you know.
Maybe the kids will love
Sony,
it.
Call us. Call us, Sony.
Give us a call.
Capitol Records.
Call us.
Call us. Give us a call. We're, you know, we've been called, I would say the songbirds of our generation, but I feel like someone's already used that line. Someone's
already used that.
And by someone, I do mean someone from Step Brothers.
Yeah.
His name is Will
Ferrell. Classic.
Classic. So now that we got that out of the way, and that was our caroling segment. So now we've done the gift wrapping. We're doing traditions here.
Yeah.
As we said, so we did the gift exchange. We did caroling. And again, I feel like if we went and caroled at somebody's house with that song, they would love it.
It's a hit. Immediate
it's an
hit.
Instant hit. It's an instant national treasure, you could say. So now, we wanted to do Christmas foods.
Yep, and I bet you we both forgot ours in the fridge.
They are both in the fridge. And so now we're going to do a little quick cut.
Socks McGee says he will go get them.
Socksy McGee, he's a champion.
I bet he comes back with the wrong things.
There's, you know what, let's cut. Should we cut?
He's saying don't cut.
Okay.
Okay, mine's under foil. Both of ours are.
Yeah, mine too. There's two of them on mine. Okay, I know this may not seem professional, but
we weren't very prepared for this segment.
So Steven?
All right, so Christmas, weird Christmas foods. Originally, we were like,
great idea.
Yeah, search the world and find some of the weirdest things, like traditions, as far as food goes, that people do in different countries.
Well, just for a backstory, so I'll try just about anything.
Yeah, I will not.
I will try almost any food. I mean, period. I don't know of a food I wouldn't try. Steven's not the person to do that.
No, not at all.
So
I'm like chicken nuggies, please.
Chicken nuggies.
Still at 32.
So this is the thing, though. This is the thing. You know what we didn't do during that awkward silence? We didn't hit the pickle. We instantly messed up our promise. Second promise that I hope we don't mess up is this. So any of these challenges we do, these food challenges, we have to vow that we never will say no, which is going to be easy for me. It's going to be a harder promise
hard
for you.
Me.
I mean, look, we ran across things. We ran across like
sheep's head,
which
I jokingly said tuna Jello. Did you see that one?
I did. You better hope I didn't do that.
Worms, fried worms.
Right.
And then I'll be honest, I just quit looking after that.
Yeah.
So mine is.
I feel like if I know you, you probably went safe that because you know you're gonna have to eat it.
I kind of did, but at the same time. Like Brent just said, I'm extremely picky, and this is something I have never tried in my life.
Really?
And that people love it, but I've never tried it because ever since I was a kid.
Okay, so I know which one's mine. Mine are the two white plates, so let's get the two red ones first.
Okay, so that's Brent's.
That's mine. Okay. I'm going to set mine over here real quick.
Okay, so here's yours. Okay. Yeah, yours is probably going to be better than mine, so we're going to lead with mine. So put yours up. Okay.
Okay.
So
now I'll
take this. Okay.
So. All right. See what we have here. So you got one plate. So we're going to cut that in half.
I'm going to move my iPad over a little bit.
It looks
bit
like a burrito.
Let's move that over.
Which, if it's a burrito, Steven.
And this back
we're,
here.
We're into like child territory
okay,
right now.
Okay. So backstory. So my family actually loves food.
Right.
But I get this from my mom. She's extremely picky.
Mm-hmm.
Like she doesn't eat hardly anything. I'm better than her, but there's still some things that just even as a kid, I remember like, ooh, I don't want that. Never even tried it, but I convinced my brain that it's terrible.
Yeah.
And so what's even funnier, and I'm telling off on myself now, is my Nana, who most people know, makes this for me every single year. And I've never had the heart to tell her I don't like this food. And she's going to hear it now.
Oh, gosh.
It's not because I don't like it. How long is that thing?
Okay.
Good. It's not because I don't like her cooking.
Right.
Because you know as well as I do, she's an amazing
cook. Right, yeah.
It's this particular food I've never in my life liked.
Nor, you only don't think.
Nor do I don't think I like.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's why I chose to do this one. Because this will be my first time ever tasting
right.
this.
Right. Okay.
Are you ready?
Let's see it.
Okay. It is fruitcake.
Oh, fruitcake. Yeah. Okay. So it's been a lot. Like, honestly, I was a kid the last time I ate this, so I have no clue. I see that you bought a store-bought.
Yes.
But I'm okay with that.
And see, here's the thing. I'm telling you, my family loves it. Everybody in my family loves fruitcake.
And we have forks? Honestly,
no, but we're just, look, it's already cut up. We're just going to eat it with our hands.
Hey, Soxy, I'm going to have forks with mine, bro. It, for sure.
Okay. So this is going to be my first time ever eating fruitcake.
Let's just break it in half and we'll just eat it like.
I'm just going to eat one bite. Unless I love it.
No, we're eating. Okay, yeah, that's okay.
Okay, so should we, let's just dump it out. Like this. Oh, yeah.
Just a block
of fruitcake there.
Fruitcake.
And so, yes, I have to admit, all those times I got fruitcake, I gave it to someone.
Cut
else.
Up already?
Yes, that's what I said.
Oh, wow.
See, doesn't it look terrible, though?
I mean, it don't look that
bad.
I like
how you handled every single piece on this plate.
Sorry, I thought you would go from that end.
All right, so this is the first time I've ever tried this.
Well?
It was either going to be this or cranberry sauce. Hey, our backdrop went off again.
We really got to figure that out.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. 3, 2, 1.
I mean, it ain't terrible. It's not great.
Is that cranberries?
I'm trying to get the microwave so I ain't just smacking right in the
mic. Oh, like I was just doing?
Yeah, yeah.
You see, it's still not my favorite.
I'll be honest, I don't like it, but I would eat the whole thing. And this is my problem. I'm finding out because hold on. Oh, not bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like it still. Or still, I've never tried it. But I don't like it. So, my intuition was right all these years. Mm. Okay, so let's not just feed bad. That to the dogs.
Mm-hmm. Now, hold on a second. I just got something.
What? Ethan. Oh.
I just tasted.
Said his real name.
I'm going to be honest. I just tasted something that was funky.
I'm thinking it's like, I don't know what's in there, but yeah, it's funky.
Something in there is real dangerous.
I'm not about that life. Okay, so I'm sorry to my family. I've disappointed you. What's new? I'm just kidding.
Cleanse our palates.
I don't like fruitcake, so please don't send me.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, it's about to get real up in this place.
Banana, I love chocolate pie. If you're listening.
Okay.
All right, what's Brent got?
So, let me get these on the table first.
I don't know why I'm laughing already.
Okay. So, mine, and it's about to get real for reals.
Mm-mm, I'm not ready.
He wasn't ready.
He wasn't ready. Okay, so let's get our forks. Let's get our napkins. Here, like this.
Great idea. Okay, so I'm very
nervous.
So, let's just go ahead and unwrap it.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I made this myself, and I feel like a chef for sure.
Brent, is this a cupcake?
No, you wish.
Oh, don't tell me that. Oh, I'm very nervous. Brent, this is fish. This is some type of fish. I can't do it. I can't. This is some type of... This is some type of raw
It's
fish.
Not raw. It's not raw. Look, you like tuna. I know that...
I can smell it.
Oh.
I can't. Is that mashed potatoes at the bottom?
Yeah.
I'll eat those. That's not mashed potatoes.
No, look.
Can we show the camera this, please?
Yeah, this is beautiful. It is. You got to admit.
It is gorgeous. But
it's gorgeous.
That is.
Okay. So this is the thing.
I don't know what in the Trinity River you killed and put in here.
Look, I know you, and you eat tuna all the time.
That's not tuna. I know what tuna looks
like. I know,
like.
But it's in the same ballpark, okay? Okay, so let me explain what this is. This is a Russian dish.
I think I saw this.
This is a Russian dish.
But I clearly
dish.
Didn't think we would do this.
And I don't I don't know how to pronounce it, I'm going to be honest, but I do know the last word sounds like shaboy. This is shaboy. It's called herring under a fur coat.
Oh, my God. What's considered the fur coat is what I need to know.
Okay, so this is herring.
I know that's Let's herring. Let's go with
it. I'm going to explain each layer. Okay. So this bottom layer is, this is boiled potato. It's like a gold Yukon potato.
I can handle that.
Right. Then you have
and only the fish, that.
Which is a, it is a pickled herring. Okay. No. Then you have, then you like have
I'm mad. I'm
a layer of carrots.
I've quit.
A layer of carrots. And then you have a layer of beets. Which is, it's roasted beets.
It's almost as worse as the fish.
And then this pinkish colored stuff on top, that is mayonnaise that has soaked the beet juice to make it red or kind of a pinkish color.
I thought we should take a picture of this before because it really is pretty.
I already took some pictures.
Okay, good.
And then the egg on, that's the egg on top. But this was the white on the outside, but also the beets soaked into the egg. And then the yolk goes right in the middle. To make it pretty.
This is... like, I'm very uncomfortable.
You know what, though?
I'm extremely uncomfortable doing
but
that.
But this is setting a precedent. Today is a real day for Steven. He's contemplating his entire life, I feel like.
And our friendship.
And our friendship. And look, so this is not the worst thing out there, by the way.
We did not clarify how big of a bite I have to take.
That's true. That's true. But I feel like you should at least like scoop down and get the whole...
I'm going to get a dab of each.
A dab of each. And this is the thing. This dish is, from what I understand, it is at every Russian get-together. Like, they have it at every like, family thing.
Okay, well,
so
here's a little
But the Russians are crazy.
I'm not Russian.
The Russians be crazy. We know this. Okay.
Oh, man.
Look, I'm not excited about it either.
I'm physically sick.
Okay, let's...
Okay,
we gotta...
I'm just going down. Oh, that's a big piece of fish. That's a big piece of fish. I'm not doing that.
I'm going to get a little everything, because I really want to see what it tastes like.
Why?
Okay.
Okay, now look, there's a piece of fish in there. There's the top.
Steven, look at this. Look at mine.
Let's compare.
I don't even see fish in that.
There is. I got a little in there. There's a fish in there.
That's just weak.
Let's compare.
But that's okay. I'll live with it.
All right. But this is a jump for me.
This is huge. And you might love it, Steven.
I'm not.
Steven, you might love it. We may honestly have to get some trash cans eventually. Sit up here.
Because I will throw...
There's a trash can right over there. That big one, you see that? Just in case. All right, you ready? You count it down. You count it down.
Okay. 1,000. 999. Okay, 3, 2. Oh, I'm scared. One. Okay.
Woo.
For those of you that think that was fake, you clearly don't know me. That was terrible.
That's pretty rough.
I still want to gag. Get it. I need somebody to get that out of my face. That's
look, I'm going to be honest though, for real. The aftertaste right now, it's a lingerer. You know what I'm saying?
It's one of those lingerers. I need
my breath will stink for the next 2 weeks after
that. I'm going to eat a Sour Patch Kid to get that taste out of my mouth.
Soxy. Oh, good Lord. Let me get one of these cookies. Goodness gracious.
Yeah. Never again.
I want to say it again. Them Russians would be crazy.
That was an experience that I've never in my life experienced.
Nor thought you would.
Nor thought I would, and nor will I ever go to Russia now, if that's what they have.
If that's their main dish for get-togethers.
No, no hate on Russians out there.
We're just saying, I don't think you love your family.
I don't think you love the people you feed that to.
That's like prison food.
That's, that was bad. And you took a big bite. Congratulations.
I would have got more.
Well, you're just very strange.
I've already told you this. Even if I don't like it, I'll still eat it. No,
that is really true. Brent, don't waste food. Mm-mm. I'll waste it in a heartbeat.
Huh?
I said, I will waste it.
That was fun.
That was something.
That was my first episode.
I think it was. Should we wrap this up?
Let's wrap it up.
How long have we been going? Fox McGee? 34 minutes?
Wow. Oh, you've done it.
Okay, just go with what he said. Okay. Watch it be like 2.5 minutes after we cut out all the dumb parts.
So, it is Christmas. It is Christmas. So, I feel it like is. At the very end, we kind of have to, not have to, I feel like we need to say the real reason for the season. And I know we didn't take it, we had a lot of fun during this episode, but the real reason for the season is, right, is that Jesus came down, he wrapped himself in flesh, and he took on the sins of the world.
Yeah.
And that's the real reason for the season, right? This was a celebration of his birth, right? And I know that we've secularized it a lot and made it about gifts and things, which are all fun and all that. And, you know, we enjoy hanging out with our families and everything during the season and eating crazy food in Russia.
Yeah.
But it's about Jesus. So, happy birthday, Jesus.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Right.
Quick little thing. Next episode will be the New Year's episode slash Brent's birthday, because for those of you that don't know, you're about to know, Brent's birthday is January 1. He will be the big 3-1 this year.
Yep.
He's a little bit behind me.
I was born 1-1-90, which means I missed the 80s by a day.
A day. You missed 2 good years. Man, I was there in 88.
Were the 80s? Good there was years. Only 2 good years in the 80s.
Only the two. Yeah,
you heard it here first.
Yep. And basically, so our podcast is just our day-to-day conversations like me and Brent would have. Funny, dumb. Mm-hmm. You may listen to this and think, wow.
We wouldn't usually
their
eat
parents
Russian
probably
food.
Probably ashamed. But we have fun, but yeah. We also like to talk about serious things as well. And so that's what we want to reflect on our podcast.
Yeah, just having fun.
Okay, so I guess we'll catch y'all next time.
Yep.
Be kind. We need a punchy tagline.
Somebody comment.
Someone comment and give us some good taglines to close with.
Yeah, we'll choose one from the comments, either of this video or one of our other videos.
Yep.
We'll see what we find. Love you guys. Y'all have fun.
Bye.